Talk Live. And you can take control of the airwaves if you would like at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. As always, we'll take your calls about whatever might happen to be on your mind. And it is the live Saturday edition of the show. We're doing the afternoon drive edition of Free Talk Live because we're actually on the West Coast today. I keep wanting to say tonight. It's actually still the daylight out where we are, because normally we're in our Keene, New Hampshire-based studios, and it's always, you know, getting to be nighttime by the time we start the show. So it's been a little bit different. And actually, it's been a lot different being here at Bitcoin 2013, where we've got approximately, from what I understand, at least 1,000 people.
Oh, I think we're at 2.
Okay, well, I'm not good at estimating crowds, and they're not all in the same place at the same time, so it's really hard.
We're a bunch.
And we are going to talk to the organizer later on the show tonight, and maybe we'll get a better handle on exactly how many people are here, because we know 1,000 people actually signed up for Bitcoin 2013 before it started.
Right.
And so we don't know yet how many people who have actually just shown up just because they don't want to sign up for things in advance or procrastinated or who knows what. But Bitcoin 2013 is the premier event. It's the premier, as in it's the only one, and it's the first, also, Bitcoin convention that has happened in the United States ever.
That's right. It's the stars are here. The Bitcoin stars are here.
Yeah, I'm really excited to be here, and there's been a lot going on today, and I know that I've been at the table with the Free State Project, Antiwar.com, and Bitcoin Not Bombs, which, of course, is basically the Liberty table, although there's more than one of them. There are a bunch of liberty-minded people here at the convention, and, of course, it's been great to meet some of our listeners who we've never had the chance to meet before because we've never done a West Coast remote, and meet all kinds of interesting people. That everybody here has a story. They all have something that they're doing, usually in regards to Bitcoin.
Right, with Bitcoin's the new international currency. It's been around for about 4 years. It doesn't have any political ties. It allows you to send and receive money across the internet at, you know, very quickly and for very little money, as opposed to, of course, all the other payment transfer systems that are out there. Bitcoin is new and revolutionary.
So I was at a party last night. We had the Trade Hill guy on the show and one of our guests yesterday, and they invited us to this VIP party, which was just packed full of people, and I'm over at the bar ordering something, and I encounter a lady there who has a very interesting story, one that just so happens to be something we've talked about on this program in the past, and it's about e-gold. Now, for our listeners who may be newer to the show, Mark, what's your recollection of that story?
Not much. That e-gold was one of these online systems that allowed people to pay sort of remotely with using gold as a currency rather than dollars, and that they had some trouble with the feds.
Yeah, and it's a pretty cool idea, and it's just something we hadn't heard about for years, and it has been years since the original crackdown on e-gold happened, and she is their attorney, as I understand it. Carol Van Cleef, welcome to Free Talk Live.
Thanks so much for having me today.
Yeah, it's great to have you here. You're an attorney and you work with e-gold, the guys from e-gold. Now, there's been some news recently about that, somewhat recently, that I hadn't heard about. I want to get to that, but first I want to tell the story for our listeners that don't know about e-gold. Mark kind of talked about what they were, but what was it that happened to them in regards to the federal government several years ago?
Well, if I can go back a little bit more in time,
sure.
The story is almost 20 years old.
Jeez.
The company was originally founded in 1995, and by 2000 was starting to get traction, especially as the Internet was used more and more for commerce. The founder, Dr. Douglas Jackson, was a radiology oncologist who by day did his thing with patients and by night was studying up on the history of money and decided there was a unique opportunity in time to marry the value associated with gold and to monetize that with the technology that was coming on the scene in the Internet world.
And the federal government took an interest in him at some point because they don't really like it when people are doing business without their permission or asking, for some sort of permit or collecting taxes. And I don't know what he was or wasn't doing, but he did something to really upset them, or they wanted to target him for some reason. Do you have any speculation as to why they decided to do this?
It's a very complex story. One thing, if you take us back in time, and you're probably too young to remember what the world was like in 2000 using the internet.
It was
a relatively primitive, still a fairly primitive system for commerce.
Mm-hmm.
And many people were looking for ways to facilitate payments over the system. Well, one of the things we've historically found in new and emerging payment systems is that they will be the first adopters will be criminals. And the criminals will get in and use the systems for as long as there may not be controls in place.
Mm-hmm.
As the controls come in place to push them off into other systems, they'll move on.
Move on, yeah.
Move on to something else and use that until more controls are put into place. So what happened is it was being used by criminals, but it was also being used by some very legitimate people.
Mm-hmm.
As Dr. Jackson became more and more aware of the typologies, and everyone was really struggling at that point in time to learn, you know, what the kinds of abuses were. If you look at any other type of payment system that was out there at the time, they were struggling with the same types of issues.
Mm-hmm.
He started putting protections into place. So I'll give you an example in the area of child pornography. These online internet systems have been used for many years by folks in the child pornography area. He was invited into a special committee coalition that worked on these issues to try to abolish it. Once he started learning what the typologies were, what people were seeing, he became very aggressive in going after that activity and virtually eliminated the use of the system for that purpose.
It wasn't good enough for the feds, though, huh?
Well, interestingly enough, fast forward to...
What was the child pornographers using e-gold for, though? I mean, they just want to see pictures, right?
They needed to pay for it in some way.
They had to pay for the pictures.
But they were using credit cards. They were using other types of online payment systems that were available. So
besides
this was not,
e-gold.
Right, to the point that you had a international coalition of payment systems that were working hard on this, the credit card networks and so on, very much involved. So it wasn't something that was unique to this system.
Mm.
There were other...
But they're the little guys, right? Like, going after PayPal, going after Visa, going after MasterCard, the federal government's not going to do that because they've got an army of attorneys and all kinds of money to fight in court. E-Gold is definitely a much smaller organization, or was much smaller, far smaller than Visa or MasterCard, so an easy target, right?
Well, not only an easy target necessarily from that perspective, but also because it was this new emerging digital currency. And it was a class of payments system or payments alternative that hadn't been dealt with before.
Right.
And so I can fast forward into the actual criminal prosecution.
Yeah.
Because interestingly enough, when we eventually get to sentencing, and I'm going to skip over a few steps, and we can come back and fill those in. That the judge in the case said that this is not a fundamentally criminal, illegal. That it just so happened that it was adopted early by folks with those intent, and made it clear that she felt that the principals in the case did not have any criminal intent.
Hmm.
So that's something that's not well known about the case.
Yeah.
But if you, I actually have recommended for anyone in the emerging payments area, and especially for many of the people here at this conference, they should be reading
the
sentencing transcript because it's a case study for emerging payments companies.
Carol Van Cleef is with us, and you're an attorney with Patton Boggs. And Patton Boggs, you told me the number one public policy firm? Is that right?
That's correct.
All right, stand by. You're going to stick with us for one more segment, right? Because there's definitely more to this story with e-gold and the federal crackdown. And what can we learn from it as well today with, you know, Bitcoin on the rise? How is it different? How's the Bitcoin situation different than e-gold? And what's going to happen with the gold that was seized as well? 855-453 is the toll-free number. We're coming up here live from Bitcoin 2013.
Rising gas prices taking a bite out of your travel budget? Here's something to chew on. You can get more mileage from your travel dollar by staying at America's Best Value Inn, where you'll enjoy free continental breakfast, HBO, and internet at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Plus, join our free value club for room discounts, upgrades, and other instant rewards. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com. With value in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Yum.
At Grainger, we understand running a facility means wearing a lot of hats. One minute you're replacing a condenser fan motor, the next you're swapping out fluorescent bulbs. That's why we offer over 900,000 products in 31 product categories. Many ready right when you need them, from HVAC equipment to safety supplies. Whatever you need, even if it's a new hat. Yeah, we got those too. To help keep your business running efficiently, call quickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. 2237.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, toll free number tonight, or today if you're on the West Coast. 855-453 is the SACL, C-A-I, toll free line. And we'll take your calls here about anything, although we are certainly reserving some time for special guests that we have in the studio tonight. And the studio being this humongous hall where there are literally hundreds of people flowing in throughout the day, in and out, doing various different things, from eating delicious lunch and breakfast thus far, meeting new faces, new associates, friends, networking, lots of great vendors and displays here. Bitcoin2013.com is where you can learn more about this excellent event. Again, that's Bitcoin2013.com. And by the way, it's you never know when an emergency is going to strike in your life. And whether it's bad weather or perhaps, you know, maybe you just lose your job, it's a good thing to have a little bit of food in the house. And that's something that you can get from food.freetalklive.com. We've got the Legacy Premium brand, and it's 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for less than $1.50 per meal. You can go to food.freetalklive.com, check out the chart. It compares the Legacy Premium brand to the competition, and you will see that they've got the best deal in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping as well on all your orders. Food.freetalklive.com is where you can go to learn more and place your order and then have something on hand in case something happens that you're not expecting, which generally at some point in your life, you can expect the unexpected. So food.freetalklive.com. We've got a special guest with us in studio. Her name is Carol, and she is with Patton Boggs. Carol Van Cleef is an attorney, and she represents eGold. And eGold is a company that we've talked about in the past years ago on Free Talk Live as the federal government went after them because they were new on the scene, basically, to the, you know, kind of the money world, and they were doing business. And, of course, the federal government pointed a finger at them and said, child pornographers, drug dealers, you guys are enabling money laundering. And they went after them. They shut them down. And they took a bunch of gold, didn't they, Carol? And by the way, welcome back to Free Talk Live.
Well, good question. I want to clarify that the eGold system was actually a privately issued currency that was gold-backed and issued in digital form. So that's a mouthful there, but what do I mean?
Were they warehouse receipts?
No.
No, okay.
No. The way the system worked is that there was gold in a trust that backed the value of this currency that was issued. So it wasn't an interest in the gold. You didn't own a piece of the gold. You owned something that was a currency like our dollar bill that you could use in transactions. And the real test of this came when the system eventually couldn't go forward after the criminal proceedings. And it came time to get the value back to the account holders. So what happened is the gold was sold.
By the federal government?
No, it was sold by eGold.
Okay.
And
after the crackdown?
But, yes, it was done pursuant to an agreement with the government, and I can go into more detail on that.
All right. Then
the value was placed in the hands of a claims administrator that is working pursuant to a contract with the government, and that those funds will now be used to pay out to each of the account holders the value of their currency in U.S. dollars.
Is that in today's dollars that they're going to get paid? Because this is the news, right? Like, they went after eGold, they shut them down, the guys that were running it got in trouble. Thankfully, they didn't have to go to prison. But they, you know, they shut them down, and that's terrible. So that's not good news. But there is good news in that the people who were account holders are going to be made whole.
That's correct.
And at today's value of gold, or 5 years ago?
If you'll give me a minute to explain it, it takes a little bit of explanation here. That the gold was sold starting about a year and a half ago. After the agreement was put into place with the government, it was sold at the price of gold at that time, which was someplace between $1,500 and $1,600. And I hope nobody will hold me to that because I don't have the precise number before me. But it was sold at the market value at that time and placed into an account where, as the process has been working its way through, will be paid out to the account holders. So it's going to be the amount that the customer or the account holders will get will be based on the price of gold when it was sold.
So, okay, that's very interesting. And so that's great news that that's actually going to happen. How long it'll take them to process through that is another question.
Well, we're at 5 years now, right?
Yeah.
Well, the system was actually turned off at the beginning of 2009 at the point that it was when it was not going to get the licenses that were required under state law to be able to go forward. And at that point, the imperative became getting the value back to the customers.
Quite an imperative.
I must say that much to the credit of the founders of the system, Dr. Jackson in particular, mm-hmm. the intent was to make everyone whole
sure.
to the extent possible. The company had two choices at the time. One was to declare bankruptcy and then go through a bankruptcy proceeding to liquidate, sell off the gold holdings and return them to everyone. And if that happened, the holders would have been lucky to get maybe 50 cents on a dollar, which typically happens in a bankruptcy proceeding.
Yeah.
The other alternative was enter into negotiations with the government and work out an arrangement with the government by which it became the claims administrator, and that's what's happened. And that's put us into a position that the account holders will be receiving now the value of the gold at the time they sold it. Now, the very compelling element of it is that if you go back in time and see what gold was worth in January of 2009, it was around, I think it was slightly under $1,000.
Sounds right.
And when it was sold, it was $1,500 to $1,600. That's not bad considering the economic crisis we went through at that time. Where else could you have had your money and not lost any principal and actually be getting more back than at a reasonable rate of return?
Right, and Bitcoin was barely a glimmer in Satoshi's eye throughout much of this. But now here we are in 2013. This great news about eGold, and I appreciate you coming on and sharing those details with us because I hadn't heard that yet. But how did you encounter Bitcoin? What brought you to Bitcoin 2013, Carol?
I'm intrigued by the space, and I'm working with some of the players in the space at this point in time. Many of the principles that we've learned, a lot of lessons from the eGold experience, are very applicable to what is happening here. It's clear there's a great deal of energy. It is probably one of the more exciting elements in the payment space today in emerging payments, and it's great to be here and be a part of it.
Yeah, gold is great. I mean, I certainly wouldn't down having some hard metal, gold and silver, but it's hard to put it on the internet. And, Bitcoin does such a great job. I think Bitcoin does what eGold, kind of the vision is very similar to eGold as far as transacting business online and making it easy. And man, Bitcoin has really done that. And, of course, there's so many interesting people here doing so many neat things. I'm glad to have had the chance to meet you. Was there some aspect of this that you felt like we needed to cover?
Well, I think one of the things to keep in mind about the eGold experience versus Bitcoin is that eGold was reserved by, had that gold reserve, so that when something happened, there was value behind it. I think one needs to just keep in mind that the value of Bitcoin is what the market associates with it.
That's your statement about gold, too, but yes, you're absolutely right. Can you stick with us for a little bit more?
Sure.
More with Carol, Carol Van Glee from Patton Boggs. She is an attorney with eGold. 855-453 is the toll-free number. Free Talk Live.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Flex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead.
pull the trigger.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're live from Bitcoin 2013. Over 1,000 people registered for this event, and they've been in and out of this main hall. There's four tracks outside of the main hall where you can learn about business, you can learn about the tech side of Bitcoin, among other things. You can learn a lot from the vendors and the people here with interesting technology, some that has yet to be released, some that is already out on the scene, and lots of folks. We're going to talk to some more people with interesting stories here throughout the night. Also, take your calls at 855-453. But I did want to continue here for just a short bit with Carol Van Cleef from Patton Boggs, one of the top attorneys or one of the top law firms, public policy law firms, about e-gold and some of the challenges that they have gone through. In fact, they've been shut down by the federal government. So there's a little bit of good news there in that the claims process has begun. And Carol, is there as far as the claims process, not to get into detail, but is there a way that somebody who might have a claim with eGold could reach out to, you know, a website or some method for that?
If someone is an eGold holder, account holder, they should be checking on the website. They've been asked.
What is the site? eGold?
eGold.com.
Okay, great.
On the website, there's instructions that they need to complete customer due diligence, mm-hmm. And it may be a several-step process depending upon the nature of the holding of the account. Once that's complete, in the next probably 2 weeks, we anticipate they will be then asked to officially fill out a form that will be submitted to the government's claimants administrator, and at that point, We would hope that they would be refunded the value of their account very shortly thereafter.
I want to talk about some of the challenges that Bitcoin's facing today that might tie into some of the experience from Eagle. But first, Mark.
Well, BitcoinStore.com has got more than 500,000 items ready to ship, many of them at a 0% markup. The ones from Ingram Micro, that's the world's largest consumer electronics distributor. So if you're looking for a laptop or a tablet or some other consumer electronics device, go to BitcoinStore.com and check their prices. I mean, you want lower prices on the same items, don't you? BitcoinStore.com has them. The catch? BitcoinStore.com, you can't buy things with rubles or drachma or dollars. You can only use bitcoins to buy. So this is a good reason for you to get into the Bitcoin marketplace. And if you've got bitcoins, it's a great way to turn your bitcoins into real-world value, the fastest and easiest way, in fact.
They're here, by the way, Bitcoin Store at Bitcoin 2013. They got a nice large booth. And ask a Bitcoin expert.
That's right. They've got experts sitting around just to answer your
just
Bitcoin
waiting
questions.
For you to come and ask them questions.
And,
so
indeed they
cool.
are. BitcoinStore.com, and you can go. You could either come here or you could go, of course, on the internet. BitcoinStore.com.
So Carol Van Cleef is with us from Patton Boggs. We're talking about eGold and some of the lessons that maybe have been learned the hard way through eGold that could apply to Bitcoin, or maybe some of the challenges that you say that Bitcoin or businesses doing business with Bitcoin might face today.
Absolutely. One of the major problems, or one of the major concerns is ensuring that they understand appropriately how the current set of laws do apply to them. Sometimes there's a tendency to try to read the laws too closely, too finely, and without knowing the history and the regulatory policy behind them. And when that happens, unfortunately, the results may not be the best. Second is they need to understand the risk that they are facing with the customer base that they're doing business with. They need to understand who their customers are and to have appropriate protections around for monitoring the customer activities to make sure that they're not being used.
Are they held liable? I mean, you're talking about criminal intent or whatever. If let's say BitInstant or Coinbase, one of these Bitcoin vendors, people that'll sell Bitcoins to people for cash, I mean, are they held liable for who their customers are and what their customers do with bitcoins or cash?
We have several different laws that come into place here. Many people here have been focusing on one in particular, which is the Bank Secrecy Act, and whether the Bitcoin players are subject to the record-keeping reporting requirements that act puts into place. The kind of things like filing reports on cash transactions
over
$10,000.
Yep.
And suspicious activity reporting. Mm-hmm.
What are the opinions about that?
Well, we recently had a federal agency release saying that virtual or digital currencies are subject to that act in the same way as other types of money transmitters are. More importantly, though, and this is what gets lost every time, is the fact that they're the federal criminal statutes that apply to everyone. Every U.S. person. Those federal criminal statutes say that you're not supposed to be involved in handling the proceeds of illegal activity. Moreover, you're not supposed to be aiding and abetting this type of activity.
But is that with knowledge? Or
okay, then we go to the next step. It's three pieces. One, you're not supposed to be doing it yourself. You're not supposed to be aiding and abetting, and you're not supposed to be willfully blind to the activity.
Hmm.
And that's the piece where the rub comes, is that if you had asked the question, if you had enough information that if you had asked the question, you would have found out what you thought the answer would be. So, for example, I always use this as someone walks into a bank and brings in a duffel bag of cash and gives it to the banker to put into the to deposit into the bank, the teller. And the teller takes it and does it sort of willingly, knowing that the person they're doing business with is a drug dealer. That's aiding and abetting.
Mm-hmm.
You don't do business with duffel bags full of cash?
Well,
at
your own risk. and then let's take the case where somebody walks in and presents a certain profile and has the same duffel bag of cash, and maybe that duffel bag of cash has white powder over it. And if that person had asked the question, where did you get that money from? And they would have gotten the answer from a drug trade or some other criminal activity, that's being willfully blind, that there was enough evidence in front of them that if they'd asked the question, they would have known.
Yeah.
And that's where these kinds of systems can get into trouble more times than not. So what we advise our clients, at least, is to take some prudential steps and get a program in place that will help you understand better who your customers are and to monitor the kinds of transactions that you're doing. Now, this runs, I know, right dead smack into head on into some of the attractiveness of Bitcoins, which is that anonymity. But quite honestly, in the U.S., if the Bitcoins industry is going to flourish, there's going to have to be more effort to get one's hands around that. We've got some other issues, too, that are on board that are coming down the pike, which consumer protection is a huge issue. And at some point, you know, the worst case scenario is a Bitcoin exchanger goes belly up.
It's happened before.
It's happened before.
It's going to happen again.
And the bigger they get, the harder
they fall.
That's right. And when that happens, you're going
to
hear some cries for more consumer protection in the area.
Well, good luck to them. I think that while, you know, the Bitcoin businesses will, to some extent, likely many of them will end up being controlled by the state, ultimately, Bitcoin itself can't be regulated. It's the cat's out of the bag, so to speak, and the federal government, there's nothing they can do to rein that back in. So it'll certainly be interesting to watch and see, you know, for instance, Bitcoin 2014, presumably, which will happen next year, see how many of those businesses that are here this year are going to still be around in another year, because this is a field in which there's change happening constantly. You know, 1 month to the next, you might see a business disappear that seemed to otherwise be fairly well established. So it should be very interesting to see who's here next time.
I'm looking forward to 2014.
All right. Carol Van Cleef from Patton Boggs, really appreciate you coming on. Again, eGold. I'm glad to hear their website's still up. I didn't even know that.
Yes.
So eGold.com for more information about what's happening with the claims process and getting your money out of the eGold, the sorry situation that it was. And I'm glad to hear that the founder did not end up having to go to prison. You told me off the air, I guess it was kind of a curfew after 6 p.m. You had to be in your house. Kind of thing. For how many months was that?
I believe it was 6 months.
And an ankle bracelet?
Yes.
As well? So, it could have been worse.
That's not a comfortable existence.
It's a lot better than prison. A lot better. I mean, I've never been to prison. I've been to jail. Mark's been to prison, and it's got to be a lot better
but
than
to
that.
The extent we've got a lot of entrepreneurs here with a lot of great ideas, well-intentioned. Don't get caught there, because that's what happened in this case.
Carol, I really appreciate you coming on Free Talk Live tonight. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, so our number is 855-450-FREE. We've got time for some of your thoughts, your calls coming up here. Also some other wonderful informed guests coming up from Bitcoin 2013. It's the San Jose Convention Center. It's not too late to come down here and get involved. This is Free Talk Live.
Class, if you add over 1,000 hotels, plus hundreds of discounts on dining, shopping, entertainment, and more, what do you get?
America's Best Value Inn. When you join our free value club with instant rewards, you get a 15% room discount, upgrade, and late checkout when available. Now that adds up to comfort and a great value, doesn't it? Sign up at americasbestvalueinn.com.
With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Class dismissed.
At Grainger, we understand running a facility means wearing a lot of hats. One minute you're replacing a condenser fan motor, the next you're swapping out fluorescent bulbs. That's why we offer over 900,000 products in 31 product categories. Many ready right when you need them, from HVAC equipment to safety supplies. Whatever you need, even if it's a new hat. Yeah, we've got those too. To help keep your business running efficiently, call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the terrible danger we're in. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get a good food storage. We thought the danger was drought, or food delivered to our gas tanks, or our food sold to other countries, or food so expensive that only those on food stamps and welfare could afford it. But we have just experienced the most effective way to lose your freedom, liberty, and security without even a fight. Government regulation. After a 160-year tradition of self-reliance, the do-it-yourself and charitable Mormon food storage canneries in half the country are forced to shut down due to excessive government regulations. Grow your own food, more regulations. If you've ever been warned to get food while you can, this is it. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web. web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and we are extra live tonight from Bitcoin 2013, around over 1,000. We're going to get a better number here in a short moment. Over 1,000 other individuals who share some common interests. But there's also a diversity here as well. Not only is everyone into Bitcoin, but everybody here also has their own story and their own perspective, and, you know, how do they come into Bitcoin? What was it that turned them on to it? How'd they get here? And, of course, those conversations are being had, I'm sure, as we speak. We're having some conversations on the stage here. We are grateful to be a part of Bitcoin 2013 and in this humongous studio. So thanks to everybody who has come out here today. We will get to your calls as well, so please thank you for being patient at 855-450-FREE. I want to talk briefly here in a moment with the organizer, one of the organizers of Bitcoin 2013.
Do you go to Major League sporting events? If you do, I bet you want to save up to 60% off of your tickets. Not just the nosebleed seats or anything like that. You can get great tickets for up to 60% off at scorebig.com. When you go to scorebig.com, go to the upper right-hand corner. There's a microphone. Click on it. Enter coupon code FTL. When you do, that's free, FTL is in Free Talk Live. When you do that, you'll save an additional $15 on your first purchase. So, yeah, whatever your sports team might be, if it's East Coast, West Coast, football, baseball, hockey, tennis, whatever you might be into, they've got tickets for you, and they've got them at up to 60% off at scorebig.com. So go check it out. And if you're not a sports fan, they've got family shows and great theater, Disney on Ice, Cirque du Soleil, Sesame Street Live, lots more. It's scorebig.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner, enter coupon code FTL, get $15 off your first ticket. That's on top of the 60% off. Scorebig.com.
Lindsay Holland is with us. She's the assistant director of the Bitcoin Foundation, and the Bitcoin Foundation is the organization that is throwing Bitcoin 2013 with the help of a lot of other great groups that are behind this and sponsoring it and such. But you are the person, Lindsay, who really has been the boots on the ground, putting everything together, making sure that all the details are in a row and everybody's where they need to be, and kind of basically the organizer of the convention. And that's got to be a lot of work. And welcome to Free Talk Live.
Yeah, thanks.
It really blows me away that I've been sitting in my office by myself for months putting this together and emailing with all these people who, you know, for the last 2 days have just had such a great time connecting with them and really seeing what an impact Bitcoin has made in their lives and their businesses.
How'd you get turned on to Bitcoin? Just a personal story before we get into the event.
Yeah, to be perfectly honest, I wasn't a Bitcoin person before I got involved with the foundation. I was brought in because of my conference management background, and so, here we are.
Confidence.
Throwing the conference. But I, also was just interested in helping out with kind of an entrepreneurial project, and so.
You're going to find a lot of those people here. There are a lot of entrepreneurs in this building.
For sure, yeah.
So, I want to talk about the success of Bitcoin 2013. You had expected 300 to 500 people.
Yeah, and that was kind of we had no idea what to expect.
Sure, sure.
From just anecdotally, we heard that the last conference had maybe 300, the one in London that wasn't thrown by us. But if we bump that up a notch, maybe it'll be 500, maybe 700. And so it has blown us away that we have gotten over 1,100 total attendees here.
So you're at 1,100?
We're over 1,100. Okay. I don't have the total final number.
I would have guessed 2,000 from the number I was seeing eating lunches here. I mean, I'm really surprised because you sold more than 1,000 just in advance, and
totally.
That means you've had more than 100
at
sold
least
at the door.
Ups, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'd love to hear the final number when it's all over.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll have to get those stats.
It's kind of interesting who the rock stars are here, too. Gavin Andreessen, one of the core developers of Bitcoin.
He's here.
Normal guy, does his normal thing.
And such an unassuming person. He's such a good guy, yeah.
But here, he packs a room. I mean, they're spilling out into the hallways to hear what he has to say. He's a computer designer guy. I mean, this is the kind of guy.
He's a good communicator, though.
I mean,
we went out to lunch with him a couple of years ago, back when we were pretty skeptical about Bitcoin. And he lives in the area of New Hampshire. Well, he's not in New Hampshire, but he's in New Massachusetts. So it's kind of all the same area. And he came up, and we went out to lunch together and kind of really laid it out there for us, and I think helped get over some of the objections that we had or some of the confusion that we had surrounding Bitcoin. The guy is not only a great programmer, but a great advocate for Bitcoin.
Yeah.
So we also have the Winklevoss brothers here on site, and that's I think everybody has seen them on the news, and that's kind of neat just to be there and see that, and lots of other folks that are celebrities in the Bitcoin arena. And what's it like trying to manage this many people? I mean, you guys just didn't expect these kind of numbers.
Yeah, initially. I think that the key was to stay flexible, and so for me it felt like we had to find a space that if we ended up with a ton more people than we thought we might have, that how would we work with that, or if we ended up with fewer. So it's just been a matter of kind of staying flexible along the process and seeing what we got. I mean, we probably got 200 people that registered in advance on the last day of open registrations online. So we really had a flood there at the end, which blew us away, yeah.
Well, I mean, at that point, you want to see what your Bitcoins are going to be worth.
Sure.
So, and I think that the venue has been really helpful as far as, the food's been great and the service has been great, and they've been able to make things happen, and I'm very impressed.
Very yeah.
I've been to quite a few conventions. This is probably from a venue standpoint, the best.
I would absolutely agree. So it's not over yet. I mean, we're most of the way through Saturday, but there's stuff happening tomorrow. What's the general schedule? When's it wrap up tomorrow? And can someone come? And is there a one-day pass available?
There actually will be a one-day pass available for Sunday only. It'll be a discounted rate of $200, and the Bitcoin amount will be determined tomorrow on site. And so it will be available tomorrow morning just for Sunday. We will have a full day of conference activities available.
So like 9 to 4 kind of thing?
I'll start at 9, and then we have panels and presentations until 3 o'clock, and then we actually have our hackathon is going to be doing their final presentations and pitches.
So tell everybody what a hackathon is.
So a hackathon is a bunch of computer nerds getting in a room and creating something that in this case it has to be related to Bitcoin, and so we've offered up a bounty of some prizes, and so we have a bunch of teams right now in a back room sort of just hacking their little brains out.
What about the Shark Tank? I've heard about the Shark Tank.
Yeah, so that's part of the hackathon.
Okay.
And so those folks who are back there creating those projects are going to come out here, pitch those to a panel of VCs and business people who will judge and pick some winners. So
VC is venture capitalists.
Thank you. Yeah,
people with money.
Right. That's so
decide
exciting.
The winners and losers.
So you can show up tomorrow. It's not too late. We're at the San Jose Convention Center. A $200 day pass is available, and that includes food. I mean, people are eating. There's breakfast. There's lunch. So you get taken care of as well for that $200. Not to mention all the wonderful networking opportunities and the great people that you get to meet, which is, to me, the number one reason to be at Bitcoin 2013. If you're into Bitcoins, if you are on the business side of things, or even if you're just a fan, this is the place to be.
And plus, there's stormtroopers.
That's right. We posted, I think Sharif Syphase posted that over on our Facebook page at facebook.freetalklive.com, because in the same convention, it's a humongous convention center. I mean, if Bitcoin ever fills this convention center, that'll be incredible. But they've got a comic book convention, the WoW, I guess, comic book convention going on. And I've seen signs for a furry convention as well. I haven't seen any furries. Have either of you actually seen the furries, or is this
I believe I have.
The planning furry or convention?
I believe I've seen something that might qualify as a furry. I'm not 100% sure.
So yeah, there's interesting costumed folks walking around here as well.
It adds to the phantasmagoria of the whole event.
Yeah, I've seen some pretty cool outfits, and they weren't stormtroopers, they were the assassin guys from Star Wars.
But I've seen stormtroopers.
I also have seen stormtroopers.
Okay. Right.
I saw Pocahontas in the hallway too.
Yep, I guess comic books don't have to be sci-fi, right? So, wow, it's just been great. Was there any other aspect that you felt you wanted to share with our audience about how it's been going this weekend or what to expect?
Yeah, I think, you know, just what's blown me away about the conference and my experience here is just that I know you've talked about how great the people are, but really and truly, it's such a supportive community, and just it's so wonderful to feel like you come here and people are just coming together for a common cause that they believe in, and they really want to see this succeed, and they want to understand more about it, and how warm and welcoming they all are.
You know, to speak to that, many conventions, when you work a booth, and I've worked plenty of booths, you have to kind of go out there and get the people that are going by, and not here. Everybody's stopping
they're
off
stopping
at every
it.
Single
yeah.
booth, and they're saying, so what do you do? What do you do? I mean, if the people at the booth, if they don't have three or four people, they can't handle the crowd.
That's right. Yeah, it's been totally packed, just trying to get everyone in who wants to talk to them, which is totally backwards from what you might expect. Right.
I heard there was a humongous line last night just when people were showing up initially, because things kicked off with keynote speeches late last night, and just the turnout's been incredible. I really appreciate that you've allowed us to be a part of this. It's an honor.
Yeah, thank you guys for coming.
Thanks so much.
Thanks. That's Lindsay Holland, Assistant Director of the Bitcoin Foundation. BitcoinFoundation.org is their website, and I guess it's probably a guarantee that there will be a Bitcoin 2014, right, at this
Absolutely,
point?
Absolutely, yeah. We're definitely planning on that at this
right.
point.
Is it gonna be, this is not a loser.
Is it going to be in the same place, or are you going to move it somewhere else?
You know,
or?
We haven't decided that yet.
Okay.
So maybe send in your suggestions, perhaps, if you really have
New
a place.
New Hampshire.
we'll see.
Thanks for coming on tonight.
Convention center this
Thank
big
you.
In New Hampshire.
Yeah, I don't know about that. That's a good question. Hey, there's more to come here. We've got a full 2 hours of the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live remaining. We will take some of your phone calls at 855-450-FREE. Promise we will do that. And you can take control of the airwaves here. And more interesting folks coming up from Bitcoin 2013.
Save now. $5 a pill for Viagra or Cialis in 32-count generic packages. Compare $5 a pill to up to $25 in the U.S. Save on Meds pharmacies have been importing safe, reliable medicine to U.S. customers for 9 years. Get generic Viagra and Cialis for $5 a pill with confidence. Call for a free quote and info. It's Save on Meds. 888-6969-363. 888-6969-363.
Several research studies show that people who are on the same diet and exercise program lose 3 to 4 times as much weight when taking 1,100 milligrams of pure green coffee extract than they do when not taking it. So if you are serious about losing weight, call Longevity Medical Clinic to order your bottle of pure green coffee extract at 866-869-6864, extension 1. That's 866-869-6864, extension 1. Or order online at lmclinic.com. That's lmclinic.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. visit utopiasilver.com, UTOPIASilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.